Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. And just want to say that God has been good to us and we have entered into a new year. Happy New Year. I trust everyone had a wonderful week and ready for a great weekend. Just before we start, I just want to go ahead and start with the word of prayer. Father, we thank you and we honor you. We ask God that you will minister to us on this afternoon. Our hearts are open to receive from you. Our ears are open to hear from you. Our spirit is hungry for your word and to hear what you have to say as we enter into this new year, 2023. God, I ask that you will speak to us and that you will help us to incline our ears to you. And Father, I thank you for the word of inspiration that you gave me to share on today. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Today's inspirational message is a New Year message that's entitled, God Wants a Yes. God wants a yes. I think about when a year is coming in, or is coming to an end, and when we cross over into a new year. How many of us may be contemplating on the past and we look ahead to the future? And as I began to think about 2022 and I thought about all that had happened and all that had transpired, all I can do is say thank you. We have a lot to be thankful for. We may not receive everything that we wanted to receive in 2022. There may have been some challenging times in 2022. But if we look at the full picture, we have to say thank you. When we look at the full picture and realize how he has kept us, when we look at the full picture and we can truly say in 2023, we have our right mind. When we look at the full picture and we can say today, January 6, 2023, I have a roof over my head. I have clothes on my back. He has provided for me. We can't help but to say thank you. We may have lost loved ones in 2022, but yet God has kept us. So I just want to say to you is don't forget to say thanks to God. But as I meditated on what to share on today, I was reminded of a previous conversation that I had with me that he needed to take me where I was afraid to go, and he needed a sincere yes from me. And today I want to share this word with you as we begin a new year. And that word is God wants a yes, not just a yes, but he wants a sincere yes. And one thing I've learned is that God will only take you where you are willing to go. He's not going to force you to go where you are not willing to go. In other words, he's not going to kidnap you. You have to come willingly. You have to be a willing participant. And my question to you on this afternoon is, how willing are you? How sincere will your yes be in 2023 to God? Think about it. Has God asked you to say yes about something? Has he put something before you and he wants you to say yes to it? I'm reminded of a worship song that I love so much. And the worship song is entitled Yes. And some of the lyrics to the song says, will your heart and soul say yes? If he told you what he wanted from you, what he requires of you, will you say yes? Then the song also says, will you give him a sincere yes? Will you do what he wants you to do? Will you say what he wants you to say? This is a beautiful song because it makes you think, will I do what he wants me to? Will I do what he wants me to do? Will I say what he wants me to say? We're quick to say yes a lot of times, but are we willing to follow through with our yes? Has God asked you to say yes about something? Have you taken some time in this new year and say, God, what is it that you want me to do? If you have not, I want to encourage you as you begin this new year to sit back and have a conversation with God and ask God, God, what is it that you would want me to do here this year in 2023? And when he tells you, when he directs you, please be willing to say yes. Are you willing to say yes? Has God asked you to say yes to something? If so, what is it? Are you ready? And are you willing? And are you a little scared? Because sometimes God may be asking you to do something or to act a certain way, but sometimes we may be a little scared, and that's natural. I remember just recently I had an opportunity to do something, and I was scared because of insecurities, because I didn't think I was smart enough, and just other stuff. But when the opportunity came my way, I said yes. And I can say today that God is blessing me because of my yes. And when you and I say yes to God, sometimes it's not an easy yes. Let's just be honest. And there are times when that yes is hard and it's a difficult yes. But as you say yes to God, know that it's totally natural to feel a little scared. It's okay. It's totally natural. But no matter how you feel about it, when you say yes to God, you are in His will. When you say yes to God, you are in His will. God is inviting us to what is already within our capacity, even though you may not be able to see it. If He's inviting it to you, that means He knows that you can do it. If He's inviting it to you, that means that He knows that you can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even ask or think. There are so many people who said yes to God, even when it was hard. And I'm going to give you some biblical examples. Abraham said yes when he went to sacrifice his promised son. Think about that. That had to have been hard. Think about you having to sacrifice your child. But he said yes out of obedience because he trusted God. Let's think about Queen Esther. She said yes, even though it could have cost her her life, by going before the king to stop her people from being annihilated. She still said yes. And what about Joshua? Joshua said yes when he was chosen for a major task to lead the children of Israel into the promised land because of their yes. And we can't forget about the mother of Jesus. Mary said yes to supernaturally carrying the Savior of the world. And last but certainly not least, Jesus himself said yes. Yes, to die an excruciating death on the cross for both you and me and so many others. So if you notice, it was hard and it was scary for all of them to say a wholehearted yes right up front. Yet at the end of the day, they all led exemplary lives that eventually led to not my will, Father, but your will be done. And as a result, so many lives have been blessed. As a result, so many lives have been changed. So even though saying yes to God may be hard or you may be apprehensive at times, I think knowing that all of these outcomes worked out for the good in the end can help us all, can help you, can help me to go forth in 2023 to do what God is requiring of both you and I. So I want to say this to you. Saying yes may cost you a lot. It may cost you time. It may require you to sacrifice. It may require perseverance or whatever God decides for His will to be accomplished through you. But don't be afraid. Don't doubt His presence or the fact that He is with you to guide you along the way. Remember, He promises it. You nor forsake you. You can be strong and be courageous. That's the word of God. Be strong and be courageous. Hold on to the words that's found over in 1 Corinthians. Know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Let me repeat that. Nothing that you do for the Lord is ever useless. Know that nothing that you do for the Lord is ever useless. And as I close out today's word of inspiration, excuse me, God wants a sincere yes. And I want to share with you a few suggestive ways or tips and how you can pursue and do what God has instructed you to do. The first thing is, and I've talked about it in the past, is try fasting. Try fasting. And what I want to do as a side note, I know I talked about that we're going to talk about fasting, but I believe I'm going to go ahead and start that series on next Friday. on fasting. But try fasting, whether that fasting, whether you have lunchtime fasting, whether you do from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., whatever kind of fast. Fasting is for the purpose of hearing God more clearly for direction, for what he is directing you to do. So try fasting. And with fasting, don't forget to pray and ask for wisdom on what to do specifically. God is very detail oriented, and pray for his strength and for his endurance. When you pray, he will lead you. He will guide you. And when you pray and when he answers, it's not enough just to hear him, but it's important to obey him. I spoke about that in the past. It's not enough for us just to hear him, but it's important for us to obey him. That's part of your yes. And after that, take time to wait for direction. Don't rush into it. Wait and hear from him. This works, okay? This really works. Even when you feel like you're stuck, wait to hear from him. Don't try to rush into it, but allow God to talk to you. Prepare yourself in every way in 2023. Stay connected to the vine. I cannot say that enough. Stay connected to the vine. Who is the vine? It is Jesus Christ. Stay connected to Jesus Christ. Stay connected to the word. Allow God to develop your character in 2023, along with the way that he wants to grow you. He knows what's best for you. Stay connected to the vine. Stay connected through prayer. Stay connected through fasting. Stay connected through studying the word of God. And as you grow in grace, as you grow in him in 2023, and as you say yes, don't be surprised about what he's going to do. And while you're doing this, write out what he reveals to you through the word of God, through prayer and through devotional time. Do what he shows you to do. That's part of your yes. That is part of your yes. Know that saying yes to God can be very fulfilling, because your yes matters. And when you say yes, again, you are doing his will and not your own. You are doing what he has called you to do. You are making a difference in someone's life. You are making a difference in your own life, in your spiritual life. And your yes can be a domino effect. Your yes will bless somebody else. So many other people's yes has blessed me because they said yes. Your yes has blessed me as well. So you need to make sure that you say yes and that you walk in that yes, because your yes will be a blessing to you and your yes will be a blessing to others. You are glorifying God. So carry it out into completion. He's got you. Your yes matters. God wants a sincere yes in 2023. My question to you is, will you give it to him? This is today's word of inspiration. As we enter into the new year, we want to make sure in the new year and this beginning and throughout the year that we will say yes, Father, yes to your will, and that we will give him a sincere yes. I pray this word of inspiration has encouraged you and will encourage you. I pray that you will say yes and that you will pursue whatever the Father has for you to pursue. Don't be afraid. Pursue it. Trust him. Whatever he gives you to pursue, he's given you the ability to pursue it. Let me say that again. Whatever he's given you to pursue, he has already given you the ability. You just got to trust yourself. You have to trust the God in you. You have to trust the Spirit of God that's in you, that you can do all things but fail, and that you are more than a conqueror. Give him your sincere yes. This is today's word of inspiration. But let us now shift into prayer at this time. And as we shift into prayer, let us just begin to worship God. Let's begin to honor him. And I pray that you will say yes, Father, whatever you want me to do, yes to your will, even if it's uncomfortable, God, I will say yes. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you all praise on today. This is the day that you've allowed us to see. And God, we don't take this for granted. We thank you for allowing us to see this sixth day in January 2023. God, Who would have thought that we would be here? But you knew, God, which lets us know that you have a plan for us and that we have purpose. So God, we say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to cross over into a new year. Thank you for keeping us in 2022. Thank you for keeping our minds. Thank you for keeping our hearts. Thank you for keeping our spirit. Thank you for keeping our family. God, we say thank you. Thank you for allowing us, oh God, to experience a new year. And as we go forth, oh God, in 2023, God, we want to say yes. God, we want to say yes. And we want to welcome you into our lives. Welcome you, oh God, into our spirit. We say yes to you, God. We keep our ears to your lips. Speak to us, God, directly. Us. And Father, it is my prayer that whatever direction that you give your sons and daughters, that they will say yes and they will do it unafraid, oh God, that they would do it, oh God, with confidence in you. This is my prayer on today. You, God, are Alpha and Omega. You are our strong and our mighty God. You are worthy, oh God. And so today we say thank you. God, we thank you for reigning on the throne. We thank you for sitting high. We thank you for being the great God, the great I am. And we join together on today, God, just to have a conversation with you, to tell you, oh God, that not only that we love you, but Father, we need you. We need you in 2023. We need you to guide us. We need you to lead us. We need you to direct us. God, we don't want to even try to live this life without you. So Father, as we say yes to your will, God, we ask, oh God, that you will hold our hands, that you will guide our feet, that you will speak through us, oh God, that you will lead us, oh God, into all truth. And today we just want to say thank you for being that God that always leads us, that God that walks with us, that God that talks with us, the same God that fights for us, God, the same God that always have our back. God, we say thank you. God, even your word, thank you, Spirit. Even your word reminds us, oh God, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you victory. And God, we say thank you. You fought with us, oh God. You fought for us in 2022, and you allowed us, oh God, to come into 2023 victorious, God, victoriously. So Father, we say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. It's because of your grace and because of your mercies that we have not been consumed. We thank you, oh God. We are strong and courageous, oh God. We give you all praise and all honor on today. Thank you for being ever present. We thank you, oh God, for being committed to us, because your commitment to us, God, we commit ourselves to you. We recommit ourselves to you, oh God. We give you a yes, oh God, on today in 2023. We want to make sure, oh God, that we are doing what you are expecting of us. We commit to study, oh God, to your word in 2023. We're committing, oh God, to putting down our plate, God, in 2023 and fasting. We're committing, oh God, to be faithful, oh God, in 2023. Committed, oh God, to be not only hearers of your word, God, but doers of your 23. Thank you, God. Committed, God, to put you first in all things. Committed, God, to submit to your will and not our own will, no matter how much we want to do what we want to do. But because we are committed, God, my prayer, oh God, on today and this day forward is not my will, God, not our will, but your will be done. Committed to service, committed to be helpers of others, committed, oh God, to give to others that are in need, committed in service, committed to outreach. God, I thank you for Pierce Insurance, how they are committed to service, how they're committed to outreach. That may we individually, God, be committed to service, reaching out to whomever we can help, whomever we can serve. God, committed in 2023, committed to even forgive, Father, even to forgive, even when it's hard. God, we trust you. We're going to be committed to forgive, because Father, in reality, you you forgive us every single day, day in and day out. And how dare we not forgive others? Father, we're going to be committed to forgive, committed to love, oh God, committed to spend more time in communing with you, God. Thank you. Communing in your word, in Bible study, communing, investing our time, oh God, our talents and our treasures in you, oh God, committed to letting go of things and people that are hindrance to our walk with you. Committed, thank you, Father. Committed not to go back to the things or the people you've released us from, oh God. In 2023, we're committed, Father. So, Father, I thank you for this commitment, God. And at least we know, oh God, that as we commit ourselves to you, oh God, that we will, oh God, be standing by your side, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And Father, we say thank you. We want to be committed to our yes, God. And we thank you for a new day of grace, a new day of mercy, a new day of compassion. And we thank you, God, for forgiveness of sins. We thank you, oh God, that we have victory over death, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we are more than conquerors. We thank you, and we thank you for all that you have done. Father, we say thank you for what you're going to do and what you have already done. Thank you, oh God, because you are worthy of all of our praise. So Father, we come before you once again, just saying thank you. Father, I pray for every employee at Pierce Insurance. While we are still dealing with COVID, I pray that you will cover them, oh God. Cover everyone, oh Father. Cover them, oh God. Anoint them, oh God. Let your healing virtue be upon everyone in the name of Jesus. I pray that this year, God, will be a turnaround year for Pierce Insurance, oh God, where there were may have been several no's on last year with bids. Father, I declare that there will be a change in 2023, that there will be several numeral yeses to bids, Father, in the name of Jesus, so that we can serve the people, oh God, so that we can serve, oh God. It's not just about the money, but it's also about serve, oh God, in love, so that we can help others in love and provide for them. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for blessings. We thank you for the exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think blessing over Pierce Insurance as the company as a whole puts you first. I pray for every new business, oh God, that is presented. I thank you for every new business that is presented. I thank you for every thank you for what you're going to do, because God, I have great expectations that you're going to blow our minds in 2023. So Father, we say thank you as we surrender ourselves to you, as we prepare to do what you've called us to do. God, you will do your part as we do our part. And Father, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.